Before we say Shema, if we're davening alone, we say the words Kel Melech Ne'eman. What's all that about? So Rekeach brings a Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkif Yates Amun Beis. Kol Oima Amen. Anyone that says Amen. Paischin Leshari Gan Eden. The gates of Gan Eden are open for him. Pasuk says, "Pischi sha'arim v'yavu gei tzadik shaymei emunim." Pasuk in Yeshaya, Chavav Veis, open the gates and the holy nation, righteous nation, the shaymei emunim, those that guard the faith, should walk in, shaymei emunim, aminim. So Kel Melech Ne'eman is amin. Also happens to be the gematria of the Shem Adnus with the Shem Yudke Vavke, which is the idea of Godel Ha'ina Amen Min Amavarech. The Amen is even greater than saying it themselves. So why are we starting off Shema with this concept of Amen? We don't generally say Amen for our own brachas. Only at the end of an Inyan, a couple of times, Bainu Bracha, maybe Shalayim Amen, but generally we don't. Sir Avan says, Kel Melech Ne'eman is indeed is Amin. In fact, brings Kriyat Shema to 613 letters, Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. And it corresponds also to all the letters of the Aseres Hadibros, where there are 613 letters in the Aseres Hadibros, because these things are so foundational. Perhaps there's something else here too. Amen. There's also a Lashon of Emunah. Amen means I verify that which has been said. Amen, in this case, means I'm faithful to that which I'm about to say. We're pledging our Emunah, our complete faith and faithfulness in the Shema, in Yichud Hashem. It's a deep-seated commitment. But it works both ways, because our emunah is in the fact that Hashem is ne'eman. That we're placing our trust in the fact that Hashem is trustworthy. And suddenly we start to see how a two-way relationship emerges here. And that's what the Shema is all about. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the reality of Hashem's existence. Us turning that into an emotional experience of V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Literally, being willing to give up everything for that love, for that relationship with Hashem. And then the consequences of that relationship in the second paragraph of the Shema. And the need to preserve and maintain that relationship, which is in the third paragraph of the Shema. Before all of that can happen, we have to pledge fidelity and place our trust in that which is real. Kael is all-powerful. Melech, he's a king. Ne'eman, he's faithful, he's trustworthy. We're internalizing that this is real. And therefore, since we're davening by ourselves and we're not saying Amen to the Chazan's Bracha, which itself is a whole Shaila, but we won't go into that now. We need to start the Shema with an Amen of our own. And therefore we say Kel Melech Ne'eman, because we need to internalize the Amunah of Amen before we say Shema.